babies, thinking they're reinforcements. I got some ideas and plans to send the sanctified, so you train those little ones up. Get some ideas for them. Tonight, it's my privilege and honor to share about God the Magnificent, our shelter and refuge. And He is my shelter and refuge. You know, Mark talked about God maybe giving us a hug, and I was thinking about that as a hug. You know, a hug that I want. When I say shelter and refuge, I just think, to me, it's like a hug, not like a guy hug. You know, there was a time. I'm not much of a hugger. I'm growing in that area. But when I was younger, if somebody would hug me, I'd probably slug them. But you know how guys kind of do it? They kind of shoulder it, or we bump into each other, you know, and we have to be careful when we hug girls, and that's not the hug I'm talking about. I don't know if you guys have had a hug lately that you really look forward to and needed. I had one of those this week from my beautiful wife. We celebrated our 21st anniversary. Because Jesus Christ is the center of our marriage, there is refuge in our marriage. Simply because Jesus Christ is in the center of it. Changed everything. There was a time when it was the source of my frustration. It has totally changed. There's refuge. But you know the kind of hug I'm talking about? Where it's, oh, I haven't seen you. You are probably the most important person to me in my whole life. I hug you and I don't want to let go. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about my God, the magnificent shelter and refuge. As He is. And in some ways, I just want to communicate that tonight about what our God is and how badly and how desperately we need that God. And we need to step into that place. We need to learn. You and I both need to learn how to get into a place that just to receive and to step into that refuge and that shelter. Without it, oh man, we're targets. We're targets. I mean, have you ever been maybe afraid in your life or terrified? You ever been afraid or terrified or scared? I mean scared. I have. Have you ever been to a place where it's like, oh my goodness, I am so scared. I don't know what I'm going to do here. Well, you know what? You will be sometime in your life. There will come a time in your life where you will be at what you might think is the end of the road. And you'll be up to a place.